No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to greet all the dear listeners from Eagle FM. My name is Luis, and we are starting tonight a new program here on Eagle FM called Stop Suffering. Yes, you heard it well, Stop Suffering, because many people, they are suffering out there and they need help. That's why we're going to be praying for them before the end of the program. But I'm not alone in the studio here. I'm accompanied by Pastor Daryl Van Royen. Good evening, Pastor Daryl.
Good evening, Bishop.
And we are also accompanied by our special guest tonight, our testimony, Theodore. Good evening, Theodore.
Good evening, Bishop. And good evening to all the viewers.
Your surname?
It's Hamuka.
Hamuka.
Yes,
Mr. Hamuka.
Yes, Bishop.
So I just want to say, before we carry on with our show, I would like to say a special thank you to the owner of the station, Mr. John Walenga. May God bless you, sir, for giving us this opportunity, as well as the whole team of Eagle FM, Matthias, Hangala, and Madame Monica as well, who has helped us to be here. And I want to say already, Tate Kalunga Nemuyambeke. I'm sorry, my accent, but we're going to get there. And the topic that I would like to bring to the Stop Suffering, our first Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. For those who are curious to know, it's a program brought by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God here in Namibia. And I would like also to say thank you to all the members of the church, assistants, who have helped us to sponsor this program. May God bless you. Tate Kalunga Nemuyambeke. We would like to talk tonight, Pastor Daryl, about a situation that has been affecting the life of many people, which is called addiction.
Yes, for sure.
Alcohol abuse, substance abuse, and that's the story of Theodore. Many people, because of disappointments in life, situations they go through in life, they think it is over for them. Many people, they start being addicted to alcohol, to a substance, trying to forget about the problems, trying to forget about the situation. I'll hear from Theodore, because he suffered with that. For how long, Theodore, did you struggle with addiction?
I started with addiction from 12 years of age, Bishop. I started drinking from the age of 12.
12 years?
Yes, Bishop, 12 years. Because of the peer pressure of friends. And as we see that addiction, a person does not start to drink or to smoke drugs because you want to be addicted. You just start to do it because others are doing it. You start to do it because it's part of life. And tokeri anga peife wakotoko ki korifa tono marondo eshi tokatara in korifa eshi kupika kunayongalo fio kondo dogo ndeki anga iti durali nongala mwenye kancho kundo kadhali no skola nilonga skola nge peife yakakwatako. So it has been going on, Bishop, and I still start even stealing in the house. Stealing everything that it's valuable, because what I want is to feed my addiction.
But when you started, Theodore, when you started with the addiction, what was going on through your mind? That's what everybody's doing. I'm just trying to relax. What was going on in your head?
At the beginning, Bishop, it was all about to have fun, to follow the crowd. But as time goes by, as if in Barapita Pondeki, Angaike, Kanjeta Kuchaini Garinga Pondaka Kwatakunin, Aitame Kunmaka Shafik, I started to drink every day now. Every day. And because of, if I don't drink, I can't sleep, Bishop. Because I started to have even insomnia. I will not sleep the whole night. I only sleep maybe 4 o'clock. Now for me to sleep, I have to drink. I have to drink.
So Elkadach.
Elkadach. Keshefiku. Andi yangi kandi no marod. Fiyo andi tamege kukara ivake. Enye kanu engo didavo morukanda. No kuvake ni maya no keshengo jindamono. Opondi karendife, opondi no marodu. Opondi no mapangwe no makaya. Shashi ndaka piku nene. Nda piku. So it started to destroy everything, Bishop. People start to lose trust in me, my own family. Start to lose trust because I will steal from the house. Everything that I find valuable, Bishop, I will steal.
Mm.
It can be from shoes, clothes, shirts, I will steal.
Mm-hmm. So, before you continue, I'm sure there are many people already, Pastor Dero, interested to know how his life changed. Because today your life has changed, but it was not easy. So maybe this person who is listening to us right now is thinking that there is no way out.
Yeah.
They think that slowly but surely that's how their lives will be. But we are bringing to them tonight the Stop Suffering program to prove to them that if there was a way out for Theodore, there is a way out for them as well.
Yes, sure.
And just to say that before the end of the program, we are going to be together until 10 p.m. Tuesdays, every Tuesday and every Thursdays, we are going to be here together on Eagle FM.
Eagle FM, yes.
And before the end of the program, we are going to pray for you. You can, if you want, prepare a glass of water or a bottle of water. We're going to be blessing the water that you have. But it's important to say, Pastor Dero, that there is a way out.
Yes, sure.
Because usually people who are going through the situation, or maybe they are not going through it, but they have a family member.
Yes, sure.
They have a brother, they have a sister, they have a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, child,
yes,
going through the situation, they think it is there is no solution.
Yes, sure.
But we are here to tell them that there is a way out.
Yes, Bishop. Exactly, Bishop. There is a way out to each problem. Wat hierdie persoon moet verstaan is dat God wil 'n verandering doen in hulle se lewe. Miskien hierdie moeder huil trane van swaarheid, van sy weet nie waar haar seun is of sy weet nie waar haar dogter is. This mother is crying with tears of sadness because she don't know where the son is. The son went in the morning and didn't come home until now. And now she's worried. She have been searching the neighbors everywhere where the son is. God has a plan and God want to take this son out of this addiction. God wil 'n verandering doen in jou lewe. Jy moet net vertrou. Vertrou in God en lig op jou oë na die hemel van ons help kom van God af en God wil alle probleme uithaal uit jou lewe uit. Dit maak nie saak hoe swaar jou probleme is, maak nie saak die probleme wat jy deurgaan nie. God het 'n plan vir jou. Yes, Bishop. What I'm saying is that this person has to believe because God has a plan and God wants to take this family member out of this situation. This person just needs to believe and trust in Him.
Yeah, that's why we are here. And by the way, if you'd like to talk to someone, we have a toll-free number, a helpline number that you can call. You don't need airtime, you don't need credit. You can just call, it's 24/7. There's a pastor, there is a man of God waiting so that they can include your name in the prayer book. If you would like to call to include the name of a family member, of a loved one in the prayer book, we are going to be praying for them. The number is 0800-22-3335. 0800 202-222-3335. You can call now if you want. And I'm sure the same way there was a way out for Theodore, we are bringing tonight the testimony of Theodore, who was, for how many years, Theodore, for how many years were you struggling with alcohol abuse and substance abuse?
It's 12 years, Bishop. 12 years.
12 years.
Yes. Edoro longo nambali. Kwa rinda pekwa kwa malod. Noma pango, noma kaya. 12 years.
12 years.
Yes, Bishop.
And, okay, so you said you started at the age of 12.
Yes, Bishop.
Right. 12 years old, you were a school.
Yeah.
School boy. School child.
Grade 6.
How did the addiction affect your studies? Because that's what's happening right now out there.
Yes.
Many school kids, children, they have their studies compromised. They start struggling in their studies because of addiction. Did it happen to you?
Yes, Bishop, because at the age of 12, I started drinking. And when I started drinking, it went on until at the age of 16 years of age, I was arrested for attempted robbery.
Wait.
Yes, Bishop.
At the age of 16?
Yes, Bishop.
The police took you in?
Yeah, I was arrested.
How did it happen? How was it? You were there trying to...
Yeah, it was like to rob someone, Bishop. Yes, and then I got caught by the rescues of G4S, and then I was arrested for that.
Hmm.
Yes, Bishop.
So you, where were you doing it?
In town.
He in Windhoek?
In town, yes, in Windhoek. Vernier Park.
Vernier Hill?
Yeah, just here in Vernier, opposite Vernier.
Sure.
Yes, Bishop.
So you were there because you wanted to get... the things for what? To buy more alcohol, to buy more
alcohol,
drugs?
Just alcohol, Bishop. Drugs. Marodbeke, kwa rita harakuma. Shene she tifange ndikari nda rakuka robaringo nno. Nda andi kwato. Oponopo ndike yangandiri modorongo. I found myself in prison the same night.
Hmm.
Yes, Bishop.
How long you stayed there?
I stayed there maybe for 3-5 days. Because I had to wait for the court. I had to stay there because I was a juvenile.
Under age, minor?
Yeah, minor. I was a juvenile. So I was arrested and went to court with my parents, sent someone to get me. And from there, I was put in classes to learn about crime as a juvenile.
Mm. They tried to help.
Yeah, they tried to help.
They tried to help, like a counseling.
Counseling, yes, Bishop.
Counseling and... people, they try to speak to you, family as well.
My father.
Especially your father.
Yeah, especially my father tried. The next year, I was again rearrested. I was arrested again, a firearm without a license with my friends. The next year, 17 years of age.
Sure.
Yes, sure.
How many times maybe you were arrested? Do you know?
To be honest, Bishop, I was supposed to be arrested a lot of time because of the crimes. There are a lot of crimes we did, Bishop. It's not something, just because of the name of drugs and alcohol. We will rob the whole Katutura. We will walk 3 o'clock. Even now that it's cold, we will be walking because people are
even wearing... Even winter time.
Yeah, because people are wearing nice jackets.
Mm.
That's the time we rob. Especially it's winter. It's the time we rob. Like this time around, we'll be walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today we call it a small Friday, Thursday.
My small Friday. It's like you're going to the weekend.
Yeah, yes.
It's not the weekend. And sorry for, you're going to share with the story little by bit. Yeah. And there are many, imagining Pastor Deru, we are talking now to mothers.
Yes, for sure.
We're talking now to fathers, to brothers and sisters who have... a family member just like Theodore was.
Yes, for sure.
I heard something when I came to Africa as a missionary 21 years ago. I learned this phrase that time. People used to say like this. If you are not infected, you are affected. It was, of course, it was because of the HIV and AIDS pandemic. It was in South Africa, in Johannesburg. But it's also applicable for addiction as well.
Yes, for sure.
Because even the person who is not addicted, if they have a family member, a loved one who is addicted, it will also
affect them.
Affect them.
Yes, for sure. And there are many mothers and fathers who is affected by them, by needing to bail them out, needing to go and pay what they have taken on credit. Maybe is alcohol, maybe is drugs. So this is affecting them as well. En misschien gaan je diezelfde problemen elke lieve dag of elke lieve week of na week moet je je familielid gaan eetborgen, eet die tronk, eet al. Je moet terugbetalen die schulden wat die gevat het. Misschien is dagen, misschien is dat drank. God heeft een plan voor jou en God wil je uit die situatie uithalen. Je hoeft niet zwaar te krijgen, je hoeft niet de leen. Misschien heb je jullie doorloop straat bereikt zonder om te weten waarom te draaien. God heeft een plan voor jou. Wat je moet doen is net om te geloven. What you need to do is just to trust and believe in God, that God is going to take your family member, your son, your daughter, or somebody, maybe is your father, in this situation. The same way what God has done in the life of you, sharing with us his testimony, God can also do in your life.
Yes, and once again, I would like to open the lines of the toll-free number if you would like to talk to somebody. Include your name in the prayer book. The number is 0800-22-3035. I'll repeat. 0800-22-3035. There is somebody right now waiting. It's a free call. You don't need credit. You don't need their time. Mm. They just need to
call, Bishop.
To call. Mm. And ask for help.
Ask for help. Help is at hand for anyone.
So you are most welcome to do that. And I would like also to open the opportunity. Maybe there is somebody who would like to talk to us live. Maybe someone who would like to talk to us live. The number to talk to us live is 083-288-401. 083-288-401. I'm sure the listeners of Ego FM, they know this number by heart. We have here Mr. Matthias helping us here in the studio. He's nodding his head, confirming that people, they know. Because maybe you are listening to us right now. So the question is, do you think that addiction has a cure? Because many people, they give up. They think, no, there's no
cure, there's no help, Bishop.
Would you think sometimes, like that, like there's no way out? Maybe, did you try to stop by yourself?
I tried, Bishop. I tried to do all my almost best to stop this addiction. But every time I will always go back.
Every time. I think we have somebody on the line. Let us speak to this person. Good evening. Sorry. Good evening, Ego FM. Hello? Okay, I think we lost the caller. But you can try to call again if you want to talk to us about the subject of addiction. Addiction has a cure.
Has a cure.
So you tried to... Do you have somebody again? Okay, so let's try to talk to this person. Ego FM, good evening. Hello there.
Good evening, Shwamba speaking. Oh. I cannot even express myself in that language.
What grobe tate?
No,
otate tate yodora. Kujako programa wetro kongereka.
Kandani paradio kichiku jotopika hini tantongobai.
Otopika eto, oiko erune neko mapiko malodu. Ninganga mushingo.
atopika yetu
mama ngurumo wa tele nongi
eh ngengo ale vatere vatoro poliri tate opotuli tukuvatera o programa oshe tuetera oetera wa kongereka universala ekhulufepolo kumona ikhuna ongo wede kutwa loloka ngashingo tapamwe tatu nangu psaka di tokufina neke tatu kuno pataka di washike
ngalino marovo ondini kupia kati marovo o nde dashikanisa ohore no meumbo
no meumbo
kakere kashe no shokwande nacho kashi shokwihono kakere kashe no onwandi vrungo ndi ndi pate pokacho na opongo mpano angwa serengi
otuka fere nelongo leitavelo shikola konjeva yomwa karunga Shasho yike te duru kukumangera. Mbibe yote iti kucha shivo shire. Ndo shio tashi kumangurura. Ongereka universala. Tato.
Kone eno tene. Odicho nane. Okukara ni. Nda debate nga nove.
Ya.
Kwa feto tongo nane.
Ok. Tato.
Omwakaru ngota shitingi.
Tato kwa mapeni. Oshilondo kushi amapeni.
Ondiri geno mongwediva.
Mongwediva.
Ondeku opwiki na ondeku pro cross kushi na. Otoe ya mkuranji. Cross kushi is not open kushi. Opotu uponga ya kwetwe. O cross kushi na karu ngoto tingi.
O cross situation na shiketate?
Cross kushi na. Ondeku pro cross kushi na. Tu ya mkuranji pro yu kiri.
O cross question na tati nengai pi kombinati.
Aiki, shoto wa karate kujero manguru kwa mwa karate. Kete. That's the open vision.
Okay, mara tatu wapumba ne kwa fero?
Onda pumbi kwa fero, maandi kubra ujamu kwa ferengi. That is the open vision.
Okay, tara tati, oni maike jilepa nana yo cross question na, uvavavare vate. Ongereko mwiri mongwe diva, pokanje ngedi. Ongereka universala.
Universali.
Pokanje ngedi. Mushakati.
Arangwa serengini, ngenge, ondino probeo veringi.
Osona indara, tati mongura uyepo pongereka hapo pokanje ngedi. Umono evatero, konsitopo tova angi. Opo vedyo tae kuvatere.
Pokanje ngedi hapo pongati.
Pongaje, ungereko ya patruka kuja petata lo eali yungura. Ungereko ya patruka, wasitopo veri nale. Pokanje nge jeki.
Opina andu neeri, mwanata mbandu tegerereo. What is the waiting time?
Ai, toduru kutela, sitopo ika veri. Sitopo veri, otaya kuvateri, tate.
Oh. Topika inoari hiringi.
Ai chama wa iko ko kasi tata kuvatera.
Ai otapika onena.
Ai nino o programa ike yo malika no tetero vanu ava vino psaka di ono maokololo. Kuchakarungo kweri kapena shita shinyenge karunga.
Oi o wiro ngero filosofi be.
Ojana ndi tita de kucha inda pongere ka mongola.
Ke pro yanje kucha. That the Karungo Mirongera bin, you have a father god or you have a mother god?
No. It's not about.
Ongera
Yatufutwa tati, ngashi tu yabaka yatufutwa. Nanduwae mongura pongereka, onsitopo eri tomfutu, teku ningere harikano ndete kufatere. Ewa tati, ntokoro no karuwa.
No karuwa.
Ewa tati.
Programa inota ikinjino, kutu pasi vili.
Ntokoro no karuwa tati.
Omuno programa hirikoni.
Yeah, programa te karako keshe tivali netini.
Ai, oyone, inota ikinjini.
Onto krono karua tat
So as you were saying Theodore
yes
the addiction
leads people to think there is no way out.
Yes, Bishop.
There are those who are trying, you tried to stop by yourself.
I tried to stop to the point that I failed and I accepted the situation.
So how many times you tried to stop? Countless.
Countless, Bishop. I tried many times to do it with my own strength.
How long would you be the longest?
6 months.
6 months.
Mwediari. Nda kenda barakufi hapa marodu. Ni ono mapangu, ono makaya. Mwediyamana. 6 months, Bishop.
So for those six months, you were like holding, no?
Yeah, I was holding.
But then something triggered.
My friends triggered. And then I went back and it became worse. Already at the age of 16, I tried. And then I got tired, Bishop, because it affected my school.
Mm.
And then that's why I thought of committing suicide. I was now tired of the situation.
Yeah, but don't touch about that yet. Yes. But there are people, as you said right now, there are people because of the frustration, because they feel like defeated.
Defeated.
It's like there's no way out.
There's no way out.
That which kind of thoughts would go through your mind?
The more you try to stop and you can't, Bishop, the more you want to drink so that you can forget about your life.
Mm.
But the more you drink, the more you become more addicted. And the more you become addicted, the more you want to drink. And the more you drink, the more your life becomes miserable.
Okay. So you started with alcohol,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't stop there with the alcohol.
I did not stop
with alcohol. So usually that's what happens. Usually people, they start abusing alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and then from alcohol, then they go to other substances.
Yeah, to take to eat, to the effect. Because the more you drink, you want more.
Mm.
It wants more to bring more effect to you.
So from alcohol, you went to what?
Drugs, dacha, cigarette, alcohol.
Uchane udi woye uthike peni, okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga patrura oradio yoye etiari netine pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekuthikuthi jo Igor FM.
Yes, we are talking about addiction. Does it have a cure?
It has
a cure. Is there a cure for?
There is a way out. There is a cure.
Can you say that still?
I can say it. I'm a living testimony.
Okay. But there are people out there who are struggling. So we want to give an opportunity. If you'd like to call our toll-free number, some people, they want to speak. But they want to speak privately. So they can call our toll-free number, which is 0800-22-3335. It's a 24/7 toll-free number, helpline number for people who are struggling with any kind of situation. You can just call now. There is somebody waiting for your call. But if you want to talk to us live, if you want to talk to us here on air, we are talking about if there is cure for addiction. So you can call 083-288-401. Do we have a caller? Please.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Ego FM.
Yes, Angel FM.
How can I help you, madam? We are talking about...
I can speak in Oswambo.
Yes, please. Please speak.
Oh, matakurapa mene.
Natati. Matakurapa nawa. Otapandula ko Angel asume petela mo universa church mo mepo.
Ewa meme.
Oha tu pigine pamene family de tunga ha.
Ewa meme.
No atu pulane kucha ngenge ndino problem na nando yo uno nange sibu ilo paise wandi du tu kumona bishop a ilo pasta pa umwene tuli penge ntumba
onto duru kumona memo gripe guri mo stop ro ashiri pisha
na ndi mo shakati
oh ungereka ya universal apo kanje nge di memo kuishi
eh so ndile
ya omuishi onsita
eh uno nanga bare ko skola sanda
okay. On si topo eri pasta Jaira na pasta Tobias opo veri vekuya mbidide. Ungereko ya patruka kuja petata lo yali ya patruka nale. Asi topo veri ve muambidite.
E pulori mwevali oleri.
Ewa.
Mbelo njinani ngeno na na onu. Kongere kinarane tuye na ya meneke ndara huya. Opende kwa fori mandi biru kupio wako. Ndeo mwopenduye na ilo andi longa sike kuhirikana. Pamina wa bishop na pastor ndi ya. E kwa fota li kunde. Mepo ya pukita kwa ferenge.
Ajisho shiko la keitavero. Eitavero ya linye nguwa kushameme. Ngengi na raku ya kukongereka tomu fieme nyala mika haya karunga. Karunga etarunga. Ya. Ngengi na raku ya kukongereka asitotava duruku ya pumbo. Veva popse nae. Tave ningire harikano.
Pe umbo langi.
Ya, pe umbo. Shiko lege kumeme.
Thank you.
Ewa.
Watu panduru nene shiamu ya mome. Pokale ni amu ya molu apu hatu mpui kune. No tujitu na mbani na tango shitampo pinga oja kini meche taundapa etulonga.
Ya, meme netu imi naike keshe etivali neti nepo ngwe.
Etivali neti nepo ngwe kwa egela eto oku.
Opa tuli.
Ewa se.
Ewa meme. Tokoro nukaro. Ewa.
So, it's up to the person to decide.
Yes.
So, everything started with the decision.
Yes,
the decision to
change.
Actually, first you decided to try the alcohol, to try.
Yes.
But for you to come out of that also, you had to make a decision.
A decision, Bishop. I had to make a decision because as I was invited to the church, I learned about faith. Because when I came to the church, the first thing that made me to stay in the church is the love that I never saw among young people. That time it was the VYG.
Mm-hmm. The youth group.
Yeah, the youth group of the church.
So you founded the church where?
In Dolam.
In Dolam.
Katutura. Katutura. In Okikas Primary School. That time now. Now the church is there in Grootwinkels, opposite Grootwinkels.
Mm-hmm.
In Richard Kamauka Street. The help is there. It's where I found help. I learned about faith. I saw testimonies of young people. I saw some people I school with. How their life was changed.
And that's and that brought it, hope.
It brought hope.
That your life could change as well.
It could change.
So let us talk now, Theodore. And remember those who are listening to us. Before the end of the program, Passadero.
Yes, for sure.
We are going to have a moment of prayer.
We are going to have, yes. For sure.
Because prayer has power.
Prayer has power. Prayer moves mountains. Like we just see Theodore now is a changed man. And he saw also testimonies of others changing. And this also put this certainty inside of him that what God has done in those lives of his friends, God can also do in his life. And God kan een verandering doen, vriend. Je hoeft niet op te geven. Daar is hoop. Daar is hoop. Het net hoop in God. En je zal zien dat deur brak in je leven.
Okay, so please prepare yourself for the moment of prayer. You can prepare a glass of water. Or a bottle of water. So let us talk now, Theodore, about the worst moment.
Yes.
What was the lowest? The lowest, because sometimes people, they are suffering. I think we have a caller. Oh, let's talk to this person first. Good evening, Ego FM.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, good. And you, sir? How can I help you tonight?
And I'm hearing the gentleman narrating his story on addiction.
Yes.
And what he has went through. And I would like to speak also from my own personal experience as a former addict, not a former addict, but once in, you know, it's a matter of just sustaining it and staying sober. And I would like to share the same sentiments that I've tried everything before. I'm speaking about rehabilitation centers, psychologists, therapy, but none of those were permanent fixes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sober now for the longest time that I've ever been sober, and it is only because I tried something different, and something different that I'm trying is just really and honestly having more faith in God and just walking, not just by sight alone, but by faith. And that is with God.
Yes, we are happy to hear that. So you can confirm that addiction has a cure.
Yeah, for me, the only cure is only God.
Yeah.
Rehab didn't help. Parents talking didn't help. Loved ones talking did not
help.
They
tried. They tried to help you.
Yes, they tried. By all means, they tried. They failed. Would have told the ocean also, you know. But only by picking up the Bible and really having that faith that I will overcome this with my living God, I'm keeping strong, and I'm strong right now. I've lost so much, not so much, but everything that I have, material and friends and everything, but the place and the position that God has placed me in now is one of having family and being happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Something that I did not have before.
Yeah.
So everything was destroyed, but what I got in return is something I cannot even describe.
Okay, thank you very much. Friend, thank you for your testimony as well. May God bless you.
God bless you too.
Thank you. So, it just confirms that it has a cure.
Yes, Bishop.
So, what was the lowest, before we talk about your cure, Theodore, what was the lowest moment? I'm sure you had many, you were arrested, it affected your studies. What was the worst moment?
The worst moment, Bishop, is when everything went out of control.
Mm.
To the point that I cannot stay a day without being sober. I cannot stay without a day without being sober. So that's where I lose control, because it affected my schoolwork. I failed my grade 12 with 19 points. From there, Bishop, things went down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
And downhill. So I did everything. Now robbing for me, it was not like it's something I have to do. I have to do it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
I have to steal. I have to
look, feed the addiction.
Yeah, the addiction. Because I want now to forget about my problems. I want to forget this life. It was too much, Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm depressed. It was like inside of me, it was a war. Many voices.
So you came to the point, many voices, please keep this thought.
Mm.
You came to the point of trying to kill yourself. Yes. Actually, you shot yourself.
Yes, at that time I was at the age of 16.
16?
Yeah, that time of my grade 10, I decided, no man, I can't continue like this. Because you want help, but there is no help, Bishop. There is, when you are there, Bishop, when suicidal thoughts, they come, there's no, you get blank.
Mm-hmm.
You get blank. The only thing that you think about, now, I must leave. I'm tired. You don't think about anything. You don't hear anybody. It's only you alone, like you are in a confined room.
A cage now.
Yeah.
A prison.
You want to escape that confined room.
And you think that, what you were thinking, that you kill yourself would be a way out.
It will be the way out.
But let me say something now. If you have been thinking about taking your life, contemplating suicide, don't do that. Please. Please, as I believe, don't do that. Give God a chance. Give up your pain, not your life. And you can call now the toll-free number, the helpline number, 0800-22-3335 is a 24/7 number. Every day, day and night, you can just call. There will be a man of God waiting to talk to you, to speak to you, write your name in the prayer book, and I'm sure you're going to get help. 0800-22-3335. You don't need a timer. It's a free number, toll-free number. So, the worst moment was when?
This is the time that I lost control, Bishop. And I will drink every day, and then I will even go in the cemetery, Bishop. I will sit in the cemetery.
On the graveyard.
In the graveyard. Ooh. And sit there and drink. To the point that when I want to get drunk, we always put a glass, pour alcohol in a glass. If I want to get drunk, pour it on the ground, saying the dead must also drink.
I see.
Yeah.
So, well, you tried to take your life.
Yes, for sure.
How did you do that? You shot yourself.
Yes, I decided that day. I decided because my father was having a place in his bars, so I decided to go to his bar and take the gun and kill myself.
And so then, you took your father's gun?
Yeah, I went to take it. I went to take the gun, and when I removed the magazine, unlock the gun. In the chamber, there was a bullet. It shot me in my hand.
Sure. Yeah. So you wanted to, of course, shoot your head.
Yes, sure.
But by God's mercy.
By God's mercy. And I
you end up shooting your own hand.
Yeah, hand. And I dropped everything. I went outside.
Because God had a plan for you.
Yes.
And God has a plan for you as well, dear listener. So don't give up. We are going to pray for you. The moment of prayer is fast approaching. Have your glass of water ready. Why we pray for the water? Because it's biblical. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Yes. Exodus 23, verse 25 says, "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I'll take sickness away from the midst of you." So, that's why we always pray for the water, because it's biblical. Exodus, you can take note if you want to read in your Bible. Chapter 23 of book of Exodus in the Old Testament, verse number 25. So I want you to hear how the life of Theodore changed. You're going to hear how he changed. Today is a different man. And God can also do the same for you.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
Well, I know that there are many people trying to call us, but we are trying to finalize now the story of Theodore. I apologize. I wish we could take all the calls, otherwise we're going to be here.
The whole night.
The whole night, night video. But you can call, alternatively, you can call the toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. That's the phone number, the helpline number, toll-free from the church. You can talk to a pastor, include your name in the prayer book. But, so Theodore, you tried to kill yourself, you shot your head,
yes.
I mean, your hand, instead of your head. If you shot your head, you wouldn't be here now.
Yes, for sure.
So, how your life changed?
I was invited to church, Bishop, by my sister.
To Universal Church?
Yeah, I was invited to the Universal Church. It was so funny because I always told myself I will never walk in my feet in that church.
Why? You heard maybe...
Many things.
Fake news.
Fake news about the church. But when I came the first day, I just went. And the first prayer, Bishop, that I received that day, I went to sleep well. After maybe 12 years, I did not
sleep. You couldn't sleep properly.
Yeah. Only when I'm under the influence of alcohol, I will sleep. So when I received that prayer, I saw there's something at this church. So to the point that even when I did not change that day, but I will drink and then I will remember the church. And then I will come drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And then
were you welcome?
Yes, people welcomed me. They didn't
chase you away because you were drunk.
No. I will come to the church and then even smoke in the yard of the church. People will look at me. But I did not care because I know why I came to church. But until I got this, the more I hear the word of God, I get the strength to say no to drugs.
Mm-hmm. It took you how long to become free from?
It took me around 5 to 6 months.
5 to 6 months.
Yeah, because I will go and come back, but 5 months or let me see, yeah, five, four, four to 5 months, and then.
So you were coming like, what, like we say, making chains of prayers.
Chains of prayers every Sunday, 2 p.m. every Friday.
Friday, like tomorrow.
Yes, like tomorrow, I will come.
Would come for deliverance prayers.
Deliverance prayers, mm. And then I started manifesting with the evil.
Evil spirits.
I was shocked.
You were delivered from.
Yeah, I was delivered from that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started changing.
Okay, so I know there's so much more, but who is Theodore today?
I'm transformed, Bishop. And I'm really transformed after all these years. But the greatest gift that kept me all these years is the peace that I have, Bishop. I never found it in alcohol.
Mm.
I never found it in something, and I cannot trade it to anything because what did I not try? I tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
It never gave me this peace that I have. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what kept me going.
So how many years now, Theodore, have you been free, clean from alcohol, drug?
Now. 14 years. Yes, Bishop.
And those people that used to see you stealing there.
Yes, Bishop.
I heard you, they were afraid of you in Dolan.
Yes, in Dolan, Bishop, because it was problematic, Bishop. We were really problematic. Most of my friends, they are gone. They died.
Mm,
yeah, most of them.
Sorry for that. Unfortunately, they.
Yeah. I tried to invite them, but they had to make their own decisions.
So who are you today, Theodore?
Today I'm a transformed man. I'm a married man. Praise God for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an example. So all those who see me, if they know me, some of them, they tell me, you are the man that I never, you are a guy I never saw. Some people, they don't believe. They say, I never saw someone like you.
Those people who used to see walking around Dolan streets.
If they see me, they say, I never saw someone changed like you. I say, come to church.
So can you say, what can you tell, Theodore, to this person who is listening to us right now, who is struggling with addiction, who is struggling with depression, suicidal thoughts, or maybe a family member, but what do you say first to those who are struggling with addiction?
Those of you who are struggling with addiction, there is a way out for you. And the way out for you, it's come to church, come to the Universal Church. The Universal Church, it's countrywide. You need help, call our toll-free number, 0800-22-3335. There is a man of God, he will assist you, he will pray for you. And there's a way out for you. There's nothing that God cannot do. Kapenashkarungi te kuduru kuningira. Ongo wete kucho wafina ne kwa ke piccolo malodu, piccolo lokutomashina, piccolo pango, keshengwe piko. Karungo wete kukufamu. Ngengo kwa kufangemo shikite kukufilemo. Open on zero poile. Just be decided. Kariko atogara me itavero. E itavero roende totura eshitoro mwa mongereka to shitura mironga. Karungo wete kumangurura. God will help.
Yes, and you didn't tell them. What do you do today?
Well, today I'm a pastor.
I'm a pastor.
Yes, I'm a pastor of the Universal Church.
From being a criminal.
Yes, Bishop.
Alcohol addicted, drug addicted.
Yes, Bishop.
Today you pray for people to be free.
I pray. I thought I will. It's something I never thought I will be one day. But today I'm here praying for others. I'm sharing what God did in my life with others.
So tomorrow, what's the address of your church? And because if they want to see you, they can go there and check.
Yes, Bishop. I'm here at Greenwell.
Greenwell.
Daniela Street, next to the mobile police station. Our services, we have 6 in the morning, 6 a.m., 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 in the evening. I'm the whole day at the church.
So they can come tomorrow?
Mongura.
Mongura. Okay.
Mongura, Mongreka.
And they can, but the Universal Church is spreaded all over Namibia. We have 31 addresses. You can call our toll-free number and inquire the nearest one for you, 0800-22-3335. And before we pray, I would like to share with you a Bible scripture that the Lord Jesus Christ said it himself. He said in John, I'm reading for you, John, Gospel of John, chapter number 8, verse number 32. I'm reading New King James Bible. New King James. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So that's why, Pastadero, the life of Theodore, today Pastor Theodore,
yes, sure,
is transformed. The truth, he came to know the truth, and the truth has set him free.
That's waar, Bishop. Hy het die waarheid geken en die waarheid het hom vry gesit. En hierdie waarheid is geskikbaar nou. Hierdie persoon moet net glo en vertrou dat die Here kan 'n verandering doen, dat die Here kan 'n verskil doen in sy lewe. Miskien is dit seun, 'n dogter, miskien is jou pa of jou ma wat verslaaf is. Gee net God 'n kans. As jy jou lewe gee in die hande van die Here, jy sal 'n deurbraak sien. You are going to see a change. Through the power of faith, God has changed the life of Tudor.
And God has power to change your life as well. Also in our headquarters here in Vinduc, we have our Cathedral of Faith, 32 Independence Avenue, Ospenplatz. You are most welcome regardless of your the religion, the church denomination. Everyone is welcome in the Universal Church. We have services throughout the day. At 7 in the morning, 10 in the morning, 12 lunchtime, 3 p.m. service and main service at 6 p.m. On Fridays, we pray for deliverance. That's the prayer we have for in the church, the work of deliverance. You are struggling not only with addiction, but you are struggling with a bad luck, curses. Your ways are closed. You are trying hard. But you give one step forward and many steps backwards. Friday is the day of deliverance. We are going to have the moment of prayer. I would like to invite you to pray with us. I will ask Pastor Theodore to start the prayer. And I will be blessing the water. We are going to talk to God now.
My Lord and my Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, my God, for this listener, my God, that is listening to this program, going through a difficult situation, my Father. I pray your spirit, the same spirit that delivered me, deliver this person, visit this person, wherever he or she is. Kanunga kangandiyari kanenanu voye, avatamoni khun avavaya weta putabdurukuka kanunga kange, Shashtam fina ne kwa karunga kange kwa mouju. Uongara mwenyo karunga kange. Nde ovikoreleke moma loto. Ovikora moma piko karunga kange. Eto manguru koko vanu voe. Medina lo mona voe Jesus Christus. Andi alikana. My Lord, I surrender your people into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray.
Father, we declare this water blessed. As it's written in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he'll bless your bread and your water, and take away sickness from the midst of you. Do it now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as they drink this water, let them sleep well. Amen. You can drink now the blessed water with faith. And you are going to sleep well. And remember, the Universal Church is throughout the country, countrywide. You can find the nearest address. You can call our toll-free number 0800-222-3335. We're going to be here together on Eagle FM every Tuesdays and every Thursdays at the same time, from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. From 9 to 10, we are going to be bringing to you testimonies. Because the testimonies, Pastor Dero, they prove
yes,
to this person that God is alive.
Yes, sure.
Yes, we read in the Bible, but God is working still today.
God is still working today. God werk nou. God werk hierdie dag. En God wil 'n verandering doen in jou lewe. Jy hoef nie stil te bly nie. Jy hoef nie, hoe kan ek sê, om swaar te kry om te lê nie. God had a plan for you, and God wil jou uit hierdie probleme uithaal. God want to take you out of this situation, because if you trust in Him, definitely the change is going to happen.
So they cannot lose hope, Pastor. No, Bishop. Now I can say, Pastor Theodore.
Yes, Bishop. They cannot lose hope, Bishop. The same way they take attitude to the, go to the bar to look for drugs and alcohol. The same way they can take the attitude to come to church.
Yeah, but they can walk to these places to feed the addiction.
They can come to church as well, walk to the church.
And they are welcome.
They are welcome.
Just like you were welcome, even drunk.
Drunk. We will not criticize them. We will help them.
We will not judge them.
We will not judge them. We will help them.
And to this mother, to this father who is suffering with a family member, should they give up or no, they should pray and
come to church,
fight, and use their faith?
Use your faith. 2 o'clock Fridays, come fight for your family. God will deliver them. God will deliver. It's my sister who fought for me today.
So your sister?
Yes, Bishop.
She invited you?
Yes, Bishop.
She was a good sister.
Yes, Bishop. She will fight for me. And then when I got converted, she said, she will pray for me. But when she goes home, she saw me drunk again. And then doubts will come. I just prayed for him now.
And his drink. But drunk. People cannot give up.
They cannot give up. So don't get discouraged. The Spirit of God will walk. It's based on your faith. If you come, you follow the guidance that you receive in the church, you will see God manifesting Himself in your life. As Bishop said, know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
So the decision, dear listener, is up to you. We are very, very glad to be here on Eagle FM. Once again, I'd like to thank all the crew, the team, Mr. John Walenga, the owner of the station as well, Matthias, who is helping us here, Monica as well. May God bless all the crew, all the team of Eagle FM. We hope this partnership will carry on for many years to come. So from our side, we'd like to say final considerations, Pasadero.
It's just to pick up the phone and call our toll-free number. We are here to help. And for sure, if you would like to speak offline, you can always speak to us and look for help.
Pastor Theodore?
If they want to speak to our pastors, they are available.
Yeah.
Around the country.
Okay, may God bless you all. Tate Kalunga, Nimuyambeke, Hotsien. Good night, everybody. Until Tuesday. Oh, hope to see you in church tomorrow. God bless.
No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.